Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Gymnast Mindset, a gymnastics-specific, systematic program designed to help serious gymnasts succeed in and out of the gym. We want you to win in gymnastics and win in life. That's the whole point of our mindset coaching. And while we have various programs and resources and opportunities available to you, and you can check all of those out at gymnastmindset.com, what I want to talk about today is a couple core pillars of gymnast mindset. These core concepts that live, you know, at the base of our program that are foundational, and we build a lot of our topics around these concepts. We can definitely dive deeper, we can definitely get more personal with our mindset coaching, but if you are able to grasp these concepts and apply them directly to your gymnastics and to your life, you're gonna go far. So the first one is, do gymnastics because you want to. Your happiness and well-being trumps success here. And I feel like it is more important than ever to state that. If gymnastics is not in your heart, then do something else. Don't do it for other people. This sport requires so much from you that if you don't love this, if you don't want to be there day in and day out, why are you there? You should have the passion for it. And it doesn't mean that every single day you're going to feel super passionate about it. We all have those tough days. We all go through those times where we just are tired, or we've been doing a lot lately and everything's stressing us out and we might not want to be there at that particular practice. But if we truly think about it, you know, do we want this? Do we want this for ourselves? Not does my mom want it, not will my coaches or my parents be mad if I quit, but do I want this for me? Do I want to do gymnastics? Do I want to do gymnastics? And that's so important because we're not here to push you through a system and nobody can want this for you. We can help you get there, but you have to want this. The second pillar of gymnast mindset is that we want you to focus on the process, not the outcome. If you keep improving each day, wins and titles and medals and qualifications, all of that'll take care of itself. If you focus only on winning meets, you will likely perform more cautiously and more conservatively. You want to focus on the process of winning. And this is important too, especially over the summertime, where you might be working on some upgrades here, you might be trying to get to that next level. And you want to focus on the process. Every single practice when you go in there makes a difference. If you can continue to improve, if you can take care of working on each little piece of gymnastics, there's so much that goes into it, right? There's the physical piece, but even breaking that down, you know, if we're looking at technique, we're looking at flexibility, we're looking at strength, we're looking at endurance, we're looking at muscle memory, but then there's a huge mindset piece of it as well. What are you doing to work on the mental piece of things? How is that going for you? Are you working on getting enough sleep? Are you working on how are you being strategic about rest and recovery? All of those different pieces go into focusing on the process. And that's something throughout the Gymnast Mindset program we'll kind of dive into a little more. What does your action plan look like? What does your process look like? Because if you're doing the right things all along the way, the next logical thing is the success. But that's also something that we don't necessarily have control over. But we do have control over today, the here and now, how hard we work, how purposeful we are, how smart we are about our training. We can control those things. We can focus on the process. We can control the process to some extent, but we can't always control the outcome. So that's where a key differentiator is. Focus on the process, not the outcome. Another pillar of the Gymnast Mindset program, don't worry about what other people think. Focus on yourself and the lifestyle you want to lead to be a champion. Many people get caught up in people-pleasing and trying to impress family, friends, coaches, and teammates. Focusing on others adds pressure and is a distraction. And this is something that we come back to time and time again. worry, you know, like we said in that first step, do gymnastics because you want to. You know, that's kind of a similar concept. But even beyond that, let's say you know you want to do gymnastics for you, but you worry about which judges are going to be there, or which competitors are going to be there, who's going to be in the audience, or what your friends at school think if you're off at practice every night instead of hanging out at the mall with them. You know, all of these little things where it's, when you think about it and take that step back, it can kind of be surprising how often you're worrying about what other people think. And this isn't just for gymnastics either. You're probably doing this a lot at school. You're probably doing this a lot just kind of in life in general. And I'll tell you from experience, you know, I'm in my 30s and it has taken a really long time to work towards not worrying about what other people think. And it's never a perfect thing. You're never going to get to the point where you don't completely care. And it doesn't mean that you're going to be cold and harsh and cruel. It just means that you're going to do what's best for you. You're going to do what fulfills you, what's going to get you closer to your goals. And if there's naysayers, there's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be people that don't think you can do it. There's always going to be people that you're going to worry about letting down. But don't let that distract you from what you know you need to do. Don't worry about what other people think. The fourth pillar of gymnast mindset is to treat all competitions the same. Don't make any meet special. Stay out of the fan mentality and the hype. Stay out of those forums or predictions or who's going to be there, even on social media and all of that. They have nothing to do with competing, and they add pressure and do not help you win meets. And I admit that I am guilty of this. I am guilty of having the words, you know, oh, good luck at your big meet this weekend. Or do you have any big meets coming up? Or especially as we kind of wrapped up the season here, you know, the girls we were working with that are going on to states, regionals, nationals, like, you know, that's kind of the terminology that we use, that it's the big meets, that it's postseason, that it's, you know, all of this stuff. And why do we do that? There's nothing helpful about that. There's nothing helpful about treating it like it's something different. Because when it comes down to it, it's your routines that you know how to do. Nothing's changing in that regard. You need to do the same thing. You need to go out there, compete like you know how to compete, and let it be that. It doesn't matter if, you know, it's a neighborhood meet or it's nationals. It doesn't matter. It's the same routine. You have control over the same amount of things. You need the same level of focus, the same level of calm, and the same level of confidence in what you're doing. Because unlike some other sports, we don't have to go head to head with an opponent. There's not a football defender standing at the end of the vault runway trying to tackle you before you do your chain go full. That's not happening, right? There's nobody playing defense for you. So we can do the same thing over and over and over again. Not a lot of sports have that. So we can go into our zone, stay in that calm, and let the muscle memory take over. So essentially, definitely treat all competitions the same. This next core concept is one of my favorites, and I don't know if it's just because it's something that I had struggled with so much with personally as a gymnast, or if it's something that I see in a lot of other gymnasts that I work with. But the concept here is control the things you can control. Forget about the things you cannot control. And really letting it be that simple. So sometimes we need to think through and think a step farther. You know, what are the things you can control? You control your effort. You can control your attitude. You can control your execution. So you can, you know, put in that effort 100% of the time, whether you're winning or losing. You can show up with a good attitude and be positive and composed regardless of what's going on. Execution, you could be aggressive. You can attack your routine. You can err on the side of being a little gutsy, right? Going all out. Those are things you can control. And those are things you can control on competition day, but even within practice, kind of looking at it on a smaller basis. What can I control here? What do I have? I can show up each day ready to go, making the most of every workout, every turn. I can do that. And it becomes difficult, you know, when you see these gymnasts that show up to a competition and they try to do something that they haven't been doing in practice. And they don't have that confidence because they haven't been training confidently. And then it does feel a little bit out of control, right? So whether it's practice, whether it's meets, let it be that simple. Control the things you can control and do not waste the brain power on things you cannot control. And lastly, forgive yourself quickly. Learn the lesson, move forward. Mistakes are a big part of improving, so accept them and even embrace them. The most successful people have failed a lot. Spend at least 90% of your time on the solution, how to improve, and no more than 10% on the problem, why. So this is a really interesting concept, and a friend of mine told me once that her life advice was to stop collecting evidence. And what she meant was, when you're faced with a problem or a difficulty or a struggle, we tend to get stuck in this rut where we're collecting so much evidence. Why is this happening to me? Why did this come about? And you're analyzing and you're trying to figure all this out. So whether this is something in school, whether this is a struggle in life or friendships or family relationships, or whether this is a gymnastic struggle, don't spend the energy on why. Because we could come up with kind of endless reasons why, but where our focus needs to be is how to improve. How do we make sure that doesn't happen again? How do we make sure we're better next time? How can we move forward? What can we learn about it? Sure, that's part of it. But how can we move forward? And with gymnastics, more than anything, I mean, you're failing a large amount of the time in regards to, okay, you're going to miss a release move. You're going to stumble on a dismount. You're going to slip a foot here or there. Mistakes are a part of gymnastics. They just are. And the better we can get at picking ourselves up, learning the lesson, and moving forward, the better off we're going to be. So with all of that being said, if this sounds like something that you would be interested in trying out, we do offer free mindset sessions for new people that want to give it a go. It's essentially, when you do the individual program, you're getting one-on-one phone calls with a mindset coach who is experienced, who is a gymnast themselves, has the mindset training, and is able to walk you through our strategic and specific and systematic program. So if you're interested in doing that, you can visit our website, gymnastmindset.com, and fill out the form there for a free mindset session. We do also offer team sessions as well. So if you are a coach or work with a team and you're interested in doing some team workshops on the mindset coaching side of things, we are happy to chat with you about that as well. Again, you can contact us through our website there as well. For even more just kind of daily inspiration and all of that good stuff, we encourage you to follow us on social media. We are just at Gymnast Mindset, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that good stuff. And we'd love to have you there as well. Feel free to reach out anytime if you have any questions, and we look forward to talking with you soon. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.